Hello and welcome to Finch Shots Daily. In today's episode, we talk about how the Indian Railways just got a bigger electricity bill. Before we start today's episode, here's a quick side note from Team Ditto. If you're a person who's great at communicating and are enthusiastic to join our team, Ditto is looking to recruit new insurance advisors. You don't even need to know about insurance. We would train you from scratch and you can enjoy working remotely with a great team. If you're interested or know someone who is, please click the link in the description below. Now, on to today's episode. The railways is India's largest electricity consumer. It spends a whopping 20,000 crore rupees a year on the electricity needed to run the trains and offices. And it looks like the number will only head north, because they have lost a legal battle to a bunch of state electricity discoms or distribution companies. What's going on, you ask? Over the past few years, the Indian Railways has bought electricity from two main sources. Number one, directly from the open market through a competitive bidding process. This means that power generating companies or GenCos bid or offer to sell electricity to the railways, and the railways chooses the one that quotes the best price. Number two, they also trade excess electricity on the Indian Energy Exchange. Simply put, they sell their surplus power during the day on the exchange, and they buy back power at night when the demand peaks and tariffs are low. That's simply because the railways consume more power at night, since that's when most trains run. Whereas power consumption is lower during the day, since that's when most of the maintenance or repair work happens. But wait, it wasn't like this before 2015. Back then, railways sourced their power only from state electricity supply companies or DISCOMs. But they realized that it was an expensive affair, because the DISCOM is like a middleman and buying it from them cost the railways 20% more. So the railways had a brainwave. They thought, hey, how about we buy power directly from the GenCos through the bidding system? It could help save at least 3,000 crore rupees over the next few years. They wrote an application to the Central Electricity Regulatory Commission, or the CERC, and asked for permission. And the CERC not only gave them a green signal, but also certified them as a deemed distribution licensee. What's that? It simply means that the railways didn't need to apply for a separate license to source and supply electricity to its substations, maintenance areas, railway stations, and other electricity in different states who fetch electricity from the railways. They were as good as a DISCOM. But you can imagine DISCOMs weren't happy with that, right? Because whenever a big entity buys power directly from the market, DISCOMs lose out. Think of it this way. You're a food vendor at the railway station who sources electricity from the railways. This means that the state DISCOM loses out on electricity revenue that it's supposed to get from you. Now imagine this situation pan-India. The losses could add up quickly for these DISCOMs. So the ones in states like West Bengal and Punjab complained to the APTEL, an authority that listens to appeals from power, oil and gas industry. And they complained that they were losing out on huge chunks of revenue because of this convenient arrangement for the railways. They demanded compensation. See, when a big commercial user procures electricity from places other than from DISCOMs, they still need the DISCOMs infrastructure. That's what helps them move electricity from one place to another. So DISCOMs need to be compensated. There's something called an additional surcharge. And there's also a cross-subsidy surcharge that's paid so that DISCOMs can provide subsidized power to underprivileged consumers. But naturally, the railways didn't think that it was liable to pay this simply because of its tag as a deemed distribution licensee. It felt that if it paid these extra charges, its electricity costs would go up again. And that would mean that these costs would be passed on to passengers, increasing their ticket prices. At least, that's the argument that the railways made before the APTEL. Now that the ball was in the APTEL's court, here's how it looked at the case. It split the case into two parts. It had to confirm if the railways was really a deemed distribution licensee. And also, if it was, would it still have to pay these extra charges to DISCOMs? To figure out the answer to the first question, the APTEL had to check if the railways actually had an electricity distribution system and if it supplied electricity to consumers. Obviously, the railways distributed electricity through its electricity lines to different substations and businesses at the railway stations. However, the APTEL didn't think that this really was a supplier-consumer relationship. It was rather a landlord-tenant relationship. And that means that it didn't quite involve the sale of electricity. So it squashed the deemed distribution licensing status that the CERC had given it back in 2015. And that meant the railways had to compensate the DISCOMs. But let's say the railways were still considered a deemed distribution licensee. Would it still have to pay up? Yes. And that's simply because the railways used all the electricity it sourced for its own operations. It didn't save up anything and sell this excess electricity to other consumers. Besides, if the railways didn't pay DISCOMs, it would mean that DISCOMs would make up for this loss by increasing electricity prices for other consumers like you and me. So yes, that's why the railways will see their electricity bill rise up by around 2,500 crore rupees this year. And that could even mean higher ticket prices. What do you think? Thank you for listening to today's episode. FinShots Daily is available on a bunch of streaming platforms such as Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Google Podcasts. So make sure you follow us on your favorite podcast streaming platform. Until next time.